Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Our guest today is Ed with Terranut. Ed, it's great to meet you. I know I had your wife on the podcast last week. It's super nice of you to come on as well. We had an awesome conversation. I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about your perspective building this brand. And so, yeah, I guess just tell me a little bit more about your background and part that you played in kind of coming up with this idea with your own specific background.
Well, Terranut was born about 13, 14 years ago to fill up a space that was empty and is still pretty much empty. There was to have something healthy that athletes, professional athletes, could use without interfering with their performance. And it came out to the, you know, at that time we were in the wholesale bakery. And one morning, one guy that, you know, used to be in my team back 30 years ago, 30, 40 years ago. Well, he called me from the Olympic Center. I think was, I have the number there. At that time, he was hired to be the head coach for the U.S. team that was going to go several events in Europe. He came and said, well, listen, man, you used to take with us 20, 30 kilos on the luggage of bars. At that time, the bar was huge. It was the size of a pound, half a kilo. And can you make that? I say, oh, it has been 30 years. I don't remember, but give me a few hours. I call you back. So it's, you know, I went to the wholesaler, the suppliers, the baker, call and say, yo, I need this, this, and this, and that. So he brought me the sample. The next morning, I made a few bars and I told him, I have here 40 kilos. Where do you want me to ship it? So went to the center, the Olympic Center there. They tried, they took with them. They love it. And the leftovers, there was about 40, 50, you know, another 40, 50 kilo because there was a lot of left, didn't go in the mold or whatever. I give to the kids from the high school across the street that my daughter was in high school. And they start coming back and ask, oh, do we have more of that stuff? Where is it? I said, not yet. But they gave me a month. I designed a machine so we could make a little fester on a real human being size. Because for athletes, we talk about a pound a day. They go through 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 calories a day. A regular human being is about 1,200, 1,400. So it has to be prorated. And we came up with something that was a regular size. So if you eat something bigger than this, it's pretty much close to a meal or half a meal, then a snack. And what you need is a snack here and there with a little sip of something to keep you okay. You don't get that. For athletes, it's different. For the high-end athletes, you know, they must keep the weight for the whole season. So if you have 11-month season and you go through a month and a half of hard time body-wise, that you're losing 1 or 2 kilo a day and on 2-3 days off a month, you cannot lose. At the end of the week, you have to step on the scale and the weight has to be balanced. So that was very hard to do, and it's still very hard to do, because if you have a 5-hour race, that's pretty much the size, the time of 2 marathons, and you lose 4 or 5 pounds, you cannot get to the hotel and have a little bit of rice with some French fries. You're not going to make it, because next day you're going to be dead. So that's the reason we used to travel that time with 3 times more weight on the food than luggage, because you have to survive. So we had to eat very well to try to keep the weight and handle the year. Why is important? Because it's so hard to become a pro athlete on any sport. It's one in every 10,000 very good high-end athletes, one turn to pro. And when they turn to pro, they believe it's going to be a walk in the park. When you turn to pro, man, to keep the balance and producing, you have to show results. If you don't show results, next year you out. You don't sign a contract. So food is the most important thing, and peace of mind. Food and peace of mind. Or you're not going to have results. Not good enough to come back next year. Basically, that's how this kind of product works. Very hard to find some of these products. This is all cold press. It's cold press. It's raw. There is no cooking, no melted garbage mix in there. It's very hard to find when you're on the road. Or here in the United States, we found out by accident that most people that work in the office, they don't have any options. If you go into that machine they have in there, you laugh. If you go to the school system and check it out in the public school, what they have in the food machine, in the vending machine for the kids, it's a disaster, because it's all junk and garbage. It's
candy.
It's 90% candy, and the other 10%, you have no idea what it is. You're going to read a box, and in the back, you need a translator. You know,
a PhD sometimes.
More than a PhD. So that's something that, you know, it's hard to understand. Actually, we understand. It's the propaganda for 40, 50 years. Why do you think so many people in the United States call themselves obese? They are not obese. They are fat. There is a big difference, man. If you call the way it is, give them a chance to wake up. We have customers that come to the door here to try the product. They can come and try to eat as much as they want. And they give me the feedback, what they think, what they like, you know, they like or not. Then I have to stop them because they eat five or six. And I have to tell them, listen, you're trying. Eat half, I throw the other half so you can eat the next one. Mm-hmm. No, it is good. I say, no, it's not good. Five or six of this, it's 500-600 calories because 92 calories a piece. So they don't get it, you know, they don't understand that. So if you have a problem with that's very common now, you know, a sugar problem, diabetes, whatever, yes, you can eat because the doctor told you you can eat it. Yes, they told you can eat it. It's one, it's not half a box.
Yeah, it's like anything, right? Even the healthiest options you can find. I mean, there's always a level of like abuse. If you do it too much, it's with anything, you know, it can always, everything in moderation is good. Even the something that's very healthy as a snack like these are. I mean, obviously, if you eat 100 of them, it's still going to be too much for you, right? So, anything, no, it definitely makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything, you have to have a little common sense. Mm-hmm. Some people don't have it, you know, and it's not their fault. It's their parents not telling them that's enough food. It's their parents that, you know, some of them came from the Second War or they came from different countries and, you know, because we all came from somewhere here in the United States. And most of them, when they came in, they were hungry somewhere. So they have the idea you have to eat everything. Eat it now. Eat it fast. And that's not the case anymore. So you have to be a little more open mind and eat what you need it for what you do. So I'm in the office for years now. I have no reason to have a 3,000-5,000 calorie. And when I see someplace, an old lady that's 80 years old eating a dish this big of pasta and finishing that pasta is crazy. That would be enough for me, my wife, and we take home half. They eat that. And they give to their grandkids. They're 4 or 5 years old. No, eat it. Eat it. Eat it because it's good. Eat it. No. Eat nothing. Go easy. I don't follow any. One of my daughters is a PhD in nutrition. It starts with us. The other one only eat meat, you know, the kid. I don't follow any. I eat everything and anything. But I watch what I eat. Yes, I try to eat the best I can. And we are very blessed that we can afford it. That's another thing. But I don't like the extremes. I just let's relax and eat something that tastes okay or good and have fun. The food is something that, you know, most people today are not paying too much attention. But the food used to be a ritual that is the family sits together and talk. What happened? What not happened? Today, what they sit is one in one room playing some video game. The other one is in the living room. The other one is coming back in another hour. And the other one is in the phone too busy. So we are losing something that is extremely important. You know, that's what gives us, you know, the family feeling. A united family is very important because the same concept goes to the country that you see sometimes people fighting because I didn't vote for that one, I voted for that one. This is all nonsense, man. We all from the same basket and we all should protect each other. Food is the same thing, you know?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And I think that it's also doing that on a daily basis, especially like that's obviously what I did growing up. Like we sat down to eat every single day, Monday to Sunday. Sunday, everybody came over, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, the rest of the week it was just us, but we did it at the same time every day. And I think it was just a good practice of just kind of having a ritual, having a schedule, doing things with some purpose and knowing that like no matter what happens, you're eating at 6:30 every day. You know, it can kind of help ground you, especially as a as a young man. I feel like it can get very kind of lost and they get into like their teenage years, 15, 16, like who am I? What am I gonna do? Like what am I gonna do for a living? How am I gonna provide for like my family someday? I think, you know, as you're going through that, like just very like, you know, growing stages as a young person, it's kind of good to have that grounding, to have that there. And I'm happy that that was kind of, you know, instilled in me. And it was a big deal for us. And I said, listen, like do whatever you want, but like, we just want you to be here for dinner because like, we want to be able to talk to you. We want to be able to catch up with you, see how things are going in your life. So we're not so like fractional, you know, so it is really important. And when it comes to Terranut, you know,
talk about the kids are very mm-hmm. low. Common to see kids that I feel sorry for them because sometimes I see kids on the shows, we go into a lot of them. They frustrate, they are, you know, the energy is down because they have all kinds of problems. Because they're 23, 24, they're not a millionaire yet. Who gave them this freaky idea, man? Mm-hmm. Expect to be a millionaire when you're 23, 24. So why the society is putting too much of this kind of pressure in a young kid? What is that? Maybe I don't want to be a millionaire. Maybe I, you know, why do I have to follow? Ooh, I am a loser because I don't have a few $1,000,000 in the bank and eat all kind of garbage. It's common to see a guy that has a Ferrari here in New York. We have a lot of them. Some of our neighbors here, they come with a Ferrari and then they order fast food. That I wouldn't give to my dog. So they can put the best gas in their car. But look what they eat every day. I see the delivery sometimes when the guys are dropping off the stuff. I say, boy, who is eating this? It's not some of the guys on the line, the production line. It's some of the owners. So it's 5-6 days a week. Maybe those Sunday they're going to do the same thing. So this is something that we try to break in. And that's why the product came up. And we work basically only with natural, top-of-the-line products. Because like I said, I don't have to be a millionaire. I have to be happy and free. That's the reason we go into a small business. You're free. You don't have a quota to, if we got it, we got it. We have good years, we have bad years. The most important thing is to keep healthy. And in our case, we chose to be on a healthy food because I've been there since I was 14, 15, since before I turned into a pro. And after I turned to a pro, they watch us like, aha, now I can eat that. What do you believe that if 50 years ago, I had coaches that would tell me, don't touch the soda. That was Coca-Cola. They would bring it to the table, everybody, and they say, what? No. Only water or wine. I say, but everybody's drinking soda. So everybody, you want to sit on the table with everybody, is your problem. Go in there, not here. And then you learn. And after 4, 5, 6 years, 7 years with this kind of coach and the good results coming out of it, then you understand why. Every time, you know, everything in life that you do, you're going to get the bill one day.
No, it definitely makes sense. And when you think about Terranut, like kind of where that fits into your exact experience and the experience of somebody who is an athlete, especially one that's traveling, as you mentioned, you're traveling with more, you know, food than you are luggage, right? To be able to have an option there between, like, I'm sure at that stage of an athlete, being a professional athlete on that big of a stage, if you are traveling internationally or just traveling wherever, surely your meals are probably planned out, how many calories you're going to eat. You already probably know what you're going to eat in the days coming ahead if you have a nutritionist, with most professional athletes do today. But the in-between of that you still need things on the go while you're training, right after your training, before you eat, like, you know, your lunch, in between your lunch and your dinner, basically, people could seem to have needed, you know, a really, like, healthier option, is something that's not going to spoil their diet or get in the way of their progress and getting results as an athlete. So it definitely makes sense. I can definitely see where that comes from your perspective.
See, the thing is, what happened is years ago, today is a little more, you know, we have more managers and more money involved in the professional athletes for all levels. But years ago, we didn't have that. We're traveling for 7, 8 years, 40 different countries everywhere. We get to a hotel, it's junk food, brother. It's not no good quality. So what's common that I sit for dinner, I eat whole chicken plus 4 or 5 eggs. And plus, you know, it's 5 hours of beating yourself up. You have to do that. And that helps you sleep too, because relax you. You go to sleep. But you need that. In the morning was a piece of whatever they had and 5, 6 eggs each. And people say, wow, these guys can eat. Yeah, these guys are going to be burning 5, 6, 7,000 calories. So when you go into different hotels, it's a different story. In 1999, I was invited to work with the World Cup, the Women's World Cup. Final was in California. And I remember very well, in Pennsylvania first, was one of the semifinals. I remember that I went to the stadium. I came back 1.5 hours before the game to make sure I will be in the hotel in the kitchen to see what those guys were going to prepare, because I left the list what I needed, but I knew they're going to mess it up somehow. And I got there. We work out, you know, I had a restaurant before. I helped to fix. When the girls came in, they had time to take a shower, and we won the game too. Relax and eat something, first of all. They used to. Second, he had nutrition values, not empty something. And then what happened is the result is simple. It makes them happy. Now they're eating, they love the food, they enjoy the few a little home because some of the food is what they used to eat. It's okay, and they go to sleep next well all night to rest. So next day there's another traveling day. But this is to give an example, you know, how food and peace of mind is important. Food and peace of mind.
So with Terranut, obviously, you know, as a part of that journey, how do you kind of find that progressing from, obviously, with your experience and your background being an athlete, surely that's a big probably part of who's utilizing and buying Terranut today. What do you guys find as far as any other, like, from what you can tell, the sales that you make directly, either from your website or in person or whatever it might be, has anything kind of stood out to you as far as, like, any, like, popular groups or demographics that this seems to be very popular with, you know, looking forward to today?
Well, like it, as in the small business, we have a lot of bumps, and you have to be, to win in the small business or any kind of sport or anything, is persistence. So you could have the best idea in the world. You have to have at least 80% persistence. You're not the one who get tired and say, go to, no. You're thinking all day, all night, what are you going to do? How are you going to improve? How are you going to get better? So we started with professional athlete. Then we went to general population. Then we got into the office. So the most important thing for us is to show the product. Because if I go into a show and I give 3,000 samples, then people say, oh, you're crazy, give me so many samples. Yeah, give them the sample and show what it is. Why? Because they're going to try. One out of every 3 samples is a sale. Why? They have the chance to try. They have the chance to understand why, you know. One of the things that came out this year, that's the banana. Most of the other products that we have is 100% nuts. All the best nuts you can get. Brazil nut, almonds, cashews. It's the banana. There is one full banana dry inside here. So you take, the only thing we took is the wood out. It's the same that you do with the raisin. The only thing is after the raisin is done with the banana, you go into a machine to pack. That's it. So these kind of products are designed for people that when we started was professional. Today, we're selling to a lot of offices. So our main office, for instance, and we have Google here in the city.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can definitely see that, yeah.
They buy the bigger size, they open the little thing here, and they put it for free. They're not selling there for free. Why are they giving the samples for free to everybody who works in the office? Boy, you're a little hungry. You're not performing well. So you just need one little piece that goes into, you know, you chew a little bit of something healthy to drink or water, and you're good for 3-4 hours. And you don't go crazy and cook. You perform. So basically, they're not giving away. They're investing on production. They're investing in better quality results, you know, because in an office or in the sport or in your family, you ain't going nowhere. You're not going to succeed unless you have high energy. You have to perform with high energy. You have to believe what you're doing. You have to go do it. The office doesn't matter where you are. In the office, on the sport, any job. The ones that come up on the top are the people that work with high energy. That's why having a high energy fuel is a must. It's like I was telling you, you can have a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, but if you start using the cheap gas, it's going to be gone in less than a year.
Such a good point. I mean, it's obviously a perspective that I have. I mean, growing up as an athlete, I played, you know, 3 different sports. I played sports all the way up through college, which is kind of where I stopped. But I think about that myself all the time, which is, I think about all the hard times I had to go through in my training doing those things, the hard times with the team, the hard times in our seasons where it didn't work out the way we wanted to. Like, what's the next step after that? You just get up and keep going and just do it again. You get ready for the next time. That's all you can do. And you need that fuel behind you and the energy, as you're saying, to get through those times. And I think, you know, if you can learn how to be successful and fuel yourself to be a successful athlete, I think it's true. I think it is kind of the same, you know, no matter what you're doing, whether you're running a small business, you're trying to be the best employee at your company, trying to be a great father, trying to be a great son, whatever you're doing. I mean, the most important thing is the way that you fuel yourself. So I love your passion for that. I definitely agree. It's something that I obviously have had, like, you know, personal experience with too. So I always love, you know, learning about new products like these that can kind of fit into that goal. So I really appreciate that. And Ed, I want to ask you too, one question I always love to ask everybody that comes on the podcast, if you could go back and, you know, when you're still pre-revenue, before you even launched with this brand, if you could give yourself any one piece of advice, if you were to start this business again, what do you think that piece of advice would be?
I wouldn't change a thing. The only thing I think I would do, we have many different businesses. We love to start, sell it, move on, start selling, adjust, move on. The main thing is, and this is why we give a lot of speech sometimes when we invite to fairs and trade shows. This came from a big trade show in Brazil when I had was supposed to be a 20-minute speech. It came out to an hour and a half because they're all asking questions. What I would do is basically the same thing we have been doing, but asking more questions. Try to find more mentors, more people that will save you a ton of money and time. I was very blessed that I turned pro when I was 17. It was very rare. Very few people did that. And I was very blessed that in those 7 years, my coach, what most people used to call them, oh, that guy's a son of a this and that. I thank God they were my coach, because everything they told us, we listened and we got the results. You see, I have 67 wins on a pro life. That's very rare. Not because I was better than anybody else. No. I was a hard worker, and I listened to the guys. And I watched the guys that were better than us. When I was 17, I was watching the guys that were 22, 23, in different level and doing much better. Why? What are they doing? Some of them we had the chance to ask because they're the same team. And ask questions. If you have to do something, if you have to open a business, you always spend a lot of money. You're going to waste a lot of money. Mistakes that you made that could be avoided if you just ask the right question to the right people. That's why sometimes it's worth to call someone and say, listen, I'm thinking about opening this and this and that. It's going to work. Back 15 years ago, we opened a different company that we worked together here, but same owners. Nah, we have 5 different businesses. But they tell me, "Are you nuts? You're gonna play with popcorn. The PepsiCo and everybody else going to play with popcorn." I say, no. I'm playing with different popcorn. I'm going to play with a popcorn that has no skin. So when you eat, doesn't get stuck in your teeth and doesn't do any damage to your stomach. And they say, well, that will never work. I say, no, it will work because I know a machine that can do that. I already have it here. We're going to design and do it. They say, no, it's not going to work. Well, to make a story short, yes, in less than a year, we were selling. Today, we're selling a ton, inside of the limits. And why I say limits? Because when PepsiCo sells regular popcorn, they use regular milk, regular corn, that's GMO corn, and they're expecting a high production. So when I buy one truck, for instance, of corn every other day, They buy 20 trucks a day, but I have a niche. They're not competing with me. So when the corn come in, these are the kind of corn that we use. You see this corn here? I don't know if you can see it. This is real corn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is real corn. You see, this is what corn look like if you're not a GMO. We only use the non-GMO corn. Come up in bags. Then people say, are you crazy? Yeah, I'm crazy, but it's here. The popcorn is here. You see?
Yeah.
When you have something new, you have to fix a little bit to make sure you have a little niche, a little edge. And of course, you're going to sell. But if I put a bag like this, if I put a box, for instance, in the shelf in the supermarket, this disappears there. Why? Because they have 2 million products in the supermarket. And I can tell you that because in some supermarkets, when I walk in, I say, listen, do you know what this product is? The Terranut products, the new nut punch or peanut punch or whatever? Oh, must be in the aisle in the naturals. And then you go, there, it's not there. Oh, where is it? Oh, maybe in the organic. They don't even know themselves. So what is the chance that you walk into a supermarket to buy something else and you're going to see my product that you know I pick it up? It's very small, you know? So, yeah, for the people that want to have a little business, listen to, it doesn't have to be the older guys, but it has to be the people that have been in business and broke their back a few times and cost money. Every time we make a mistake, there's a lot of money in the garbage. And we made a lot of them in several different food businesses. We have been basically on the food business, a lot of mistakes. Why? Stuff happens. You know, a few years ago, back in 19, we made a small package for American Airlines. They love it. Popcorn. You give it away for free. When everything is ready, we spent like 50 grand that time in that packaging and everything else. Coronavirus came in. Airlines stopped flying. The stuff that we sent to them was waste. They had to dump, never got paid. 2 years later, we all thinking, oh no, next week it's going to get better. Next week. 2 years later, the buyers are not the same. They fire a lot of people. They change. There are some mistakes that you cannot avoid. You know, these are accidents that happen, bumps that go on the road. But there are some mistakes here that you can't avoid. I lost a lot of money with shipping machines and stuff for not using the right insurance, for not listening to the right people, to sometimes try to save $1,000, $2,000 on shipping. You know, these are things that if you haven't seen and you haven't heard, you're going to make those mistakes because you're trying to cut the corners. That's how you survive in this small business. But if someone tell you, this will happen to me, now you decide, you do whatever you want. You understand?
Mm-hmm. So,
it's very common that we walk into a production line here. I just came back from Brazil 2 weeks ago, and we invite to see a production line there, right? In 5 minutes, I change a couple of machines the way they set it up, and the owner say, well, you can't do that because they're doing that for 30 years. And the people working there say, it's not going to work. I say, all right, so do it. In the worst case, if it doesn't work after lunch, we go back to what it was. Change, go get the machine there, I do it for you. In less than an hour, the guys got the way to move the stuff in the production line. I saved 3 employees. That means you don't need those 3 in there. Just take them and use on something else or increase their line or get another shift. And the guy was surprised because his father built that way. He was there for 20, 30 years. And the people working there was for 8, 10 years. So they don't see a little difference that will make a lot of money and will save a lot of time and will be safer sometimes. We see people working with stuff here. They say, God damn, if something happened, this guy loses his hand or has a problem, all your profit for 10 years is in the garbage, you know? So these are details that are important. And then, of course, like I told you, we do the best we can to be free and to have fun. The idea is not to become a millionaire. It's, you know, you grow as you can. And yes, today I'm 64. I'm breaking my back since I was 14. There is a big possibility that, let's say, in a year or two, someone decide to take us over, and I say, oh, that's okay. I'm going to do something else in one of the other 4 places if we still have. And this guy goes from 1 to 10 in 2 years. You understand? The way is paving. It's just a question of having more energy, more contacts. That's another important thing. There are some people, they don't understand why they're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere because they're surrounded by losers, people that don't care. Are those people that's the only thing they think about is where are we going this Friday night? And I don't have nothing against the Friday night. What are we going to Friday night? And what are we going to produce this weekend? Do you have any good idea we can see it? You know, because sometimes you go to a Friday night and sit down. And after 10 minutes, I already say, the only thing these people are talking here is how beautiful the shoes that lady wears. And what kind of, his shirt has no brand. How she had a hair like that. You know, that kind of stuff. It just... doesn't add up. So if you sit with these kind of people, you used to go out with these kind of people, so they're going to bring you too. Now, when you sit with people that have ideas, I have an idea. I say, I'm going to make this. And most likely, in the same table, we have people that will say, oh, hold on a second. I don't like the way the box is going to look. Can you change this? The name is not, the colors don't match the product. It's good to have people that have ideas. I go to some trade shows that sometimes I want to laugh because they try to show me some product that doesn't, the name doesn't have nothing to do with the product. We have a product here that's called Nanobites. What do you see in the package there? A
lot of bananas.
What do you see in the name? Nanobites is a registered name. So very soon you connect banana, nanobites, a little tiny bite. The name is very important, you know. The material you use is very important because we're not in the candy line. We are, you know, on the healthy line. Even though we sell a lot in some candy store, you know. But do you understand? This kind of stuff is important because you go and ask someone to make a box for you because you think you like it, means nothing to whoever is going to buy. You have to ask people in the business and people who are buying. People that have nothing to do with you say, yo, listen, this package here, what do you think is in there? Do you like the colors? Do you like the way it is? You have to ask. Because after you spend $40,000, $50,000 to print the boxes, my friend, you're going to eat it. You know. And then mistakes happen. A couple of years ago, we had a full tractor trailer, popcorn. You see this popcorn here? We have a tractor trailer. As soon as they finish and they put a seal in the back, we found out that was expired.
Oh, my God.
They made a mistake on the date, and nobody knows. So when the stamp was in the year next, they print to the same year. And then what? Cannot go back, cannot go to the stores. You're not going to throw away. We supply the people that sell in the corners on their light. They were happy. We gave them a very good deal. They sold a lot of stuff cheap, but you know, you don't want to throw away, but they don't want to away. So these kind of mistakes are very important to have someone who knows. I will check. We just had a few boxes that came out, I'm talking about thousands, with the wrong nutritional facts. Yeah, when the guy put from one box to the other, he was using the same box to just change the product, but he was supposed to replace that. So he placed the barcodes, but he forgot to replace that thing. You know, it's all printed.
Yeah.
The money's already paid. You already approved the printing. So those kind of things are things that, you know, when you talk to people, when you sit down and have fun and have a couple of beers and they ask, you tell them, have you checked this? Have you checked that? We had this problem. And they say, oh, hold on a second. I want to make sure I don't have this problem because they already hear that someone had. I had problem with shipping that for saving $1,200 for insurance. I lost $40,000. Is that a smart move? The trading company that did the job got me a better deal. But he didn't tell me that was not covered with insurance. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't ask because I trust the guy. So this kind of stuff, you have to be on top of it. And that's why when you have a small business or medium size or large business, you have to be on top of it. If you are not on top of it, you have to have people there. They already proved that they can do it. And I love that. We have 6 or 7 guys, the managers, that sometimes I don't talk to them for a year. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Because they're the ones doing the checking and the, you know, the only call if something is they find some screwed up. And then what you do, you take care of the guys. You have to promote them. You have to make sure the money is worth it. Otherwise, they move out. And then you go back, train somebody else. That costs a lot of money, you know. So basically, you know, business is a little tough, but it's wonderful.
I think it's really good advice. And basically, just think about, you know, the people surround yourself with, nurturing all the relationships that make the product and the system and the operation work. It is really good advice. And you're probably not surprised to hear it's something I've heard from other folks as well. Mistakes that they made in old businesses, either like maybe just not paying their people enough or just trying to figure everything out on their own. I think that's another one of those things, like you mentioned before, you know, people feeling bad that they're not a millionaire by the time they're 23. I think a lot of people get into, you know, entrepreneurial ventures as well with the perspective of, well, I have to do everything myself. Why would I pay somebody to do something? Or like, why would I put somebody else's input? Like, this is my business and my baby. Like, I need to make every decision along the way. But I think that your perspective is very valuable. And it's definitely something I've heard from other, you know, successful businesses as well. Obviously, you know, you need to have diligence in those relationships if you are going to outsource for certain parts of your operation, or if you are going to take some advice from somebody who's a mentor or a coach. Like, obviously, you know, make sure that it's somebody who's reputable first, but, you know, just be sure to, like, obviously obviously, you know, just look for the help when it's there and when you need it. I think a lot of people can get really burnt out early on in their, you know, journeys as entrepreneurs because they just keep trying to do everything themselves. They don't want any of the help or any other perspectives, but you can't do it all alone, as like I'm sure you know. So yeah, I really appreciate that perspective. And I just want to say thank you again for coming on, man. I really appreciate your passion for what you're doing and your energy and everything that you're doing with this brand. I think it's really awesome, and I think it's providing a much needed product to the world, which is, you know, maintaining your healthy lifestyle and your energy between meals, you know, something that I think everybody needs no matter who you are. So I just want to say thank you again for coming on. Thank Ursula again for me as well. Please, you guys have been amazing. I really appreciate you guys coming on the pod. And yeah, just want to wish you the best of luck and continued success in everything you guys are doing. And really looking forward to staying in touch with you guys as well.
I thank you for the opportunity. And, you know, if you have anyone who would like to try the product, they can stop by and get it, eat as much as they want. They can order online and awesome. Mention you, and we make sure we put a whole load of different stuff so they try. And another thing that's important that we are doing now, and I don't charge, is to help small people. You know, these guys, they have the 80% of perseverance. You know, once they want to grow somewhere, feel free to call. And I cannot guarantee I'm going to answer right away. It's something I have to give it back, because when I was, like I told you, as a cyclist, I just got what I got because the coaches helped me out. So I am in a position now that, you know, if you want me to fly to California, pay the ticket. But if you want to come here, or if you want to talk, or if it's around here, we don't charge.
Awesome,
and yeah. It's important to talk. It's important to sit down, have a couple beers, a couple shots, or whatever. Change ideas before I start the business to make sure it's viable. It's a business that's going to go somewhere that, you know, these people, they have to do their homework. 99% of the business that fail is because they didn't do the homework, or they don't have the right energy to do it because you need to be persistent, or they have grandpa or mommy or whatever who lend them money that they didn't work for. So every time you didn't work for that money, it's so easy to piss away and lose it. So it's important to ask. Ask, have very good friends around you that will help you if you want. Business is like a family, it's a relationship.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so true.
We have problems here that sometimes they say, well, we're not going to get delivered until next week and we're short. And I call the guy on the phone, they say, no problem, the truck is leaving today. No invoice, no money, no nothing. Because they know as soon as we get the invoice done, pay, transfer the money, done. Why is that? 20, 30 years doing business, you know? So it is important to be surrounded by people that you can trust and who are willing to help you to grow a little bit. So today, if people call, they call at least 2-3 times a week. Some of the business I never heard about, but I guarantee that they get a lot of insight after they explain what they're going to do, what's the idea. And then they decide what they do on their own, you know? A business is like buying stocks on the stock market. I can tell you what I bought it. I will never tell you do it or buy it. It's your decision. It's your, you know, it's a gamble, but it has to be a calculated gamble. It has to be a gamble that you have some extra if something happens, because something will happen. This is guaranteed, will happen. So asking questions is important. And, you know, again, thanks for the opportunity. And if any of your followers there would like to, you know, has any questions regarding to their business, we are here to help as much as we can. It's just a question of paying back what people did to me. And, you know,
awesome. Yeah, thank you so much, Ed. I really appreciate you being on here as well, and, you know, extending that arm to, you know, I think a lot of people who do listen to the podcast are, I think, are a little bit younger entrepreneurs. I don't even mean by age, just younger in their journey of, you know, being a business owner. So I really appreciate you extending that to anybody who might be listening. And yeah, like I said, really looking forward to staying in touch with you guys as well. And yeah, best of luck with everything you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Ed. Thank Ursula again for me as well. I'll talk to you guys soon.
I will.
Okay, take care, guys.